Back home now, and there have been calls on Dunleary Rathdown County Council to move residents from several different houses in Sallynoggin due to poor living conditions, which the residents say are leading to respiratory illnesses. It follows concerns raised by a HSE multidisciplinary team, which wrote to the council last year about mould and damp, as well as antisocial behaviour, fire safety and concerns about rats. The council has said it is engaging with individual tenants with a view to arranging transfers where necessary. Our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally has this report.
Last year I got a letter actually from the Board of Education to say he's missed too much school. Same with my daughter.
Kate Byrne's children keep getting sick.
I've showed them photos. I've showed them everything that's been going on in the house.
What she has shown the authorities are pictures of mould and damp.
I don't know what else I can do.
It's a constant battle for Kate and her neighbours in the council houses they live in Sallynoggin.
Me and my partner, we've had pneumonia. We've had chest infections. Everything we're on, steroids, antibiotics. It's happened about 5 or 6 times in the last year. We're constantly sick.
Kate's son is currently being assessed for autism. Such was the level of concern of the HSE's multidisciplinary team working with him. It wrote to Dunleary Rathdown County Council to highlight antisocial behaviour, rats and the potential health risks of the mould. It stressed the need for the family to be transferred.
I've been onto the council, I've rang them, I've sent emails, we've done protests in Dunleary, and I don't want another family being brought here. That's why we're looking to get them knocked down, because it's not safe for anyone to live here.
The unit above Kate's is also affected, impacting Georgina Maple's family. She has a 3-month-old baby and a son with a heart condition.
And she was a very healthy pregnancy, healthy born, but then at 8 days old she developed bronchiolitis. And she was taken out here by ambulance and she spent 8 days in Crumlin with this. In the last year, I've been hospitalised 3 times with breathing difficulties and chest infections, like you name it. And I'm normally quite well person as well.
We visited the homes of other residents with similar issues. Keane Beattie has lived here for 7 years.
It's already been one of the most challenging experiences of our lives. These buildings themselves, it's like living in the 50s or something. It's really tough because there's very little support from the council. They're technically supposed to be, you know, with these conditions, looking after us in that sense, but there isn't the support there.
People Before Profits' Richard Boyd Barrett says the residents need to be moved as soon as possible.
Yes, the HSE wrote a damning letter about the conditions that children and families are living here. All of the tenants have put in letters from doctors, from other medical health professionals saying these conditions are completely unacceptable. Nobody should have to live in them, and the council needs to get them into proper accommodation as a matter of absolute urgency.
There are many people living in these types of council houses in the Dunleary Rathdown area, and the council has said offers of alternative accommodation have been made to some of the tenants. It also said it's progressing a redevelopment plan for the properties, which is at an early stage, and it added that it's engaging with individual tenants where issues have arisen in their properties with a view to arranging transfers where necessary.
I'm not fussy. I don't care if it's old, new, where it is, anything. And I don't want to see, you know, this happen again in anybody's house. It's not just mine.
That was Georgina Maples ending that report by Alva Keneally.